We only have two people for open mic, so four available slots for someone to share their lovely work. Just saying. So we'll start in a few more minutes, but if someone wants to come and sign up, here's your invitation. What should I say? Joan didn't mean to scare you away. We're a very welcoming group. we're hanging out to hear the open mic. So, you know, come on by. I see some poets I would love to hear read. No pressure, but. All right, so we are going to go ahead and start, and it is the Night of the Mats. So, first one, Matt, he spelled it phonetically for me, but even with the phonetics, I'm afraid I'm going to mess it up, so my apologies. Lutwin. Yeah, Matt Lutwin.
Hi, everybody. Okay, so I'm going to read three poems. Each one is from sequences I'm working on. Each sequence has 10 poems. They're just numbered. And the form is four stanzas, three lines each, separated by asterisks. So the way it looks like they're like individual units, kind of collaged top to bottom. Anyhow. This is the first one for the first sequence. A random page with your name on it that continues on to the next plurality of movement. That it could come from a place of love, shape the syntax of an opening hand. That in a way we both came up with these words, dispensed their limitation, and just danced. That it may not hit the nail on the head. Instead, give us room. Friend, perhaps we don't need the words. All right. So this is the seventh poem from, I think, the first sequence. I don't want heaven or hell. I want to dance until I can't. Life is never abstract. We moved words around, which became erotic, as if there was nothing behind us. I could just sit here and think about it, paper and glue and grounding, considering the space in which we do this. All right, and then the last one. This is the second poem in the third sequence that I'm continuing to work on. What was cathartic made do, united the people. Our common cause was right in front of us. The heart has not teleology, but passion, cardinal, canary, chrysanthemum. Long ago, they talked about the long view, I love you, naturally in the composition. What distance of matter, if any, controls exposure? Okay, thank you.
Matt number two, Matt Yucia, come on up.
All right, these are two short ones written on and about the days that they're named after. Independence Day. Celebrate freedom with every hot dog. Set off Roman candles in the alley like the Constitution isn't full of 3/5 compromises and electoral colleges. Take a victory lap for a war our grandparents won. Forget how landowning white dudes like me were once the only ones who could have a say about anything. Because no victories are absolute, just a renegotiation before the next fight. Enjoy every parade and picnic, since the feeling of slowly losing freedom is another thing we don't like to think about. Or maybe just spend the day naked in an air-conditioned bedroom in a country that often seems like too much. Thanks. This one's called Sitting in Motor Square Garden the Morning Bart Solarchek Died. Escalators drone under the cathedral top. Motorists whisper, waiting for mass or driver's license renewal. There was a whole world behind Bart's minimalist lines. His oldest memory, impersonating a race car driver on a tricycle in a backyard in Mount Oliver. If his ghost was here, he'd say, I guess life goes on. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Don and Joan. And thanks again to Hop Farms and to all of our wonderful readers. We'll see everyone on August 13th. All right.